Welcome to the Best of Redmond. I'm Jennifer Davis.
And I'm Dan Schultz. And this is the twice weekly podcast and newsletter where we tell you about all of the amazing things happening right here in Redmond in the next 7 days.
Today, we're kicking it off with something for all you sci-fi fans out there. Wednesday night brings a thoughtful, bookish meetup with Sci-Fi Fantasy Book Club on Wednesday, February 11th from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. This month's pick is Black Panther, A Nation Under Our Feet by Ta-Nehisi Coates, a deeper, more political look at Wakanda that goes well beyond the movie version. The group reads broadly across sci-fi and fantasy and is friendly to new faces. You don't need to be a comics expert to join in. If you've been craving a book club that actually talks ideas, this one is a solid one.
And that is over at Brick and Mortar Bookstores, and that is tomorrow night. If you are a big fan of jazz music, Thursday night has a familiar, comforting option for you with Open Jazz Night on Thursday. It starts at 6, runs till 8 at Soul Food Coffee House. This is a casual, all-ages jazz hangout where musicians rotate on and off stage and listeners are just as welcome as players. Grab a drink, settle in, and stay as long as it feels good. If you want a seat, you might want to arrive a little bit early. Also, I want to talk about something for those of us over 50. Friday afternoons bring something called Sweets and Songs at the Redmond Senior and Community Center. This 50-plus sing-along leans into classic love songs from Sinatra, Whitney Houston, Elvis, The Beatles, and more. Lyric sheets are provided, refreshments are included, and festive pink or red outfits are encouraged but optional. You don't need to sing well, just loud enough for everyone in the room to enjoy. It's a warm, social way to spend a winter afternoon.
And Galentine's Book Fair, Literary Love and Libations, is happening Friday, February 13th from 5 to 9 at Big Block Brewing in Redmond. Expect tables of books you can flip through and buy, a Valentine-leaning theme, and a brewery setting where you can grab a drink while you wander. People come with friends, linger, chat, and treat it like a social stop rather than a formal event. If you like books but don't want to sit quietly in a chair, this one is your speed.
So is this what you gals do on Valentine's Day? You get tanked up, read a couple books.
It's my ideal date. I don't know. I don't know about others, but...
What are they opening in the old Fred Meyer?
Well, the building's been purchased by Lifetime, which is a national high-end fitness chain.
So not the cable channel.
Not the cable channel. It's an actual gym. I mean, Fred Meyer's was a giant facility, so I can only imagine. It's going to be huge.
Well, that's exciting. So an actual luxury gym opening up in the Fred Meyer's. That's pretty cool. And that, again, we could have put that in the rumor mill, but it is now confirmed. But you know what that does lead to now?
No.
Rumor mill.
What is Redmond Rumor Mill?
A beloved Portland-based brunch spot may be eyeing the east side for expansion, and Redmond is reportedly on the short list. The place is known for long waits, oversized plates, and cinnamon rolls people will not stop talking about. No lease has been signed, but the chatter suggests they are scouting high foot traffic locations. So if this lands, expect weekend lines and lots of opinions. For now, it is just a whisper, but a tempting one. What are your thoughts, Jennifer, on cinnamon rolls?
Much preferred over the fitness center, but...
You know, if the people at Lifetime are listening, you would really have a lot better fitness center if you had all-you-can-eat cinnamon rolls.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that is it for this edition of The Best of Redmond. Before we go, we want to hear from you. Who is the best plumber in Redmond? Head on over to facebook.com/bestofredmond. Find the post called Your Picks and drop your vote in the comments. If you know a great plumber in Redmond, tell them we were asking and plug them. Everyone deserves a plug. We will see you in the next edition of The Best of Redmond.
See you next time.